This is URN Sport.
Students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
All 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome back to URN Sport. This is our first sports show of November and you are tuned in now for the next hour with the Thursday Sports Show with me, your host Jeremy Dunn, and I'm joined in the studio with Alex, Matt and Joe Tanner. We've got a really action-packed show coming up with a lot of stuff to cover. We had to have an interview earlier in the week with the SU Sports Officer Alan Pratchett.
The target for us to finish third again this year. In general, we need to finish in the top five for the next couple of years. That was the aim for the university that they set.
We're also then going to be doing our standard Bucks roundup before we then go into all the in-depth analysis as to what's been going on for the university this week in sports.
Overall, the University of Nottingham remain in second place behind Durham with 2,051 points.
And we'll be rounding out the show by covering everything that's been going on at the Nottingham Panthers ice hockey team, as well as how Nottingham Forest and, of course, Notts County have been getting on. We are joined here in the studio by the University of Nottingham Life Saving Society. We're joined here with Alex and Henry. If you guys want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm the Life Saving President this year.
I'm Henry. I'm the coach.
So, we've got you guys in the studio this week, and a lot of people would sometimes, when we go, hang on, we've got life saving on air, some people do criticise that, saying, well, that's not a sport, but you are obviously a sport here at the University of Nottingham, and you prove it because you have actually regular competitions with fellow universities. You've just had one last weekend here at the University of Nottingham, and you've got one coming up. So let's start off with looking back at the past. So how did it go last weekend?
It wasn't too bad, yeah, can't complain. We had our freshers really did well this weekend. They beat our A team, which is both humiliating and utterly amazing. I mean, Henry, you were leading them.
Yeah, and I think what made it such a good experience was the atmosphere. It's the first competition of the year. Everyone's new to the sport. A lot of people, obviously, they know what they're doing, but it's a new experience, and the atmosphere was so good. I think we had 33 teams from 8 different universities here, all just trying their best, having a good time.
Yeah, sounds like you really actually had a lot of competition on your hands there, not least from your own side. So that's always good to see, though, that you've got that competition within, and you have got that strength and depth. Certainly it's something that we like to promote. So where's your next competition going to take you?
Our next competition is this weekend. We are going down to Bristol, or I'm not, but Henry is leading the team down there. And it's going to be even better than Nottingham, we hope, in terms of our result.
We're going to try our hardest. We're going to do our best, I think.
Naturally.
So a long trip then awaits you guys. Now then, looking at kind of how you're set up, obviously, here at the University of Nottingham, where is it you guys train? I mean, I'm assuming you use David Ross, but I believe last week you were at the Clifton campus you were at, or you had some sort of part of the competition was going on there?
Yeah, that was at the end of each competition. You've got a massive social event in the evening where you play Baywatch about 3 times and just go in the most insane costumes you've ever seen. So that was where our social was. Normal training, we just used Studio One, the RSV, and the university pool, which is perfect for our needs, to be honest. It's a lovely pool. Studio One is just the right size.
And I suppose then that the upgrade to DRSV from what we had before has really benefited you guys in terms of maybe both your numbers you're getting in and also how you're able to perform.
Absolutely, yeah. Most things are better than training in the shed that we had last year, I think. But the pool was the same last year, and it is such a good pool. And travelling around the country for comps in other universities, you get to see how lucky we are for the sports facilities we have here, I think.
Moving on to how things operate here for you guys. Now, in terms of for what you actually leave with at the end of your time as a lifesaver, as part of the society, it's one of those sports societies that actually you gain some really valuable skills that you can take away with yourself afterwards. I believe you can leave with a qualification as well by the end of it, but also probably the most practical one is you do learn things like first aid whilst you're learning, and also, of course, you improve your swimming techniques, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, yeah, and the ability to practice first aid on a weekly basis with people who know what they're doing is definitely a skill I think everyone should have access to. And the fitness side of it, a lot of the speed events that occur at competitions are pretty grueling, as I think Alex will agree.
Oh, they're fantastic. I love them. But and in terms of qualification as well, we do run an award later on this year, the Silver Survive and Save, which is a proper RLSS qualification that you can get. We run it at the club, and that is the one step down from being a lifeguard, essentially. So you can help out at music events, that sort of thing, do a bit of work there, and essentially get free access to places.
And you can whack it on your CV to make you look like a more interesting, well-rounded person than you actually are.
Hi, this is Adam Pratchett, your sports officer, and you're listening to URN Sport.
We spoke with Adam earlier in the week, and we had a chat, sat down and chat with him for the first time to really get his thoughts as to how things have been going for him at the start of this season, both as SU sports officer for the university sport in general, but also as his role as captain of the first team basketball. Here is our interview with him.
This is URN Sport.
So I'm joined here in the studio with Adam Pratchett, the SU sports officer. Adam, thanks very much for coming down and agreeing to do this interview with us.
No problem at all.
So we've got a couple of questions which we're going to ask you. The first of which will focus on how things are going with the sport at university in general, how things are going for you at the moment, obviously just starting off in the position. And then we'll also cover how the team which you're captain of, how the basketball team are doing. So we'll start things off then with SU sport in general. So the University of Nottingham have started the season really well this year in Bucks. What are your hopes for the teams and for the university this year, given such an impressive start we've had?
Yeah, you're right. We've had an amazing start to the season. Last week, we won 68% of our games. The target for us to finish third again this year, in general, we need to finish in the top five for the next couple of years. That was the aim for the university that they set. But because of the win so far, I think we'll have a strong chance of getting a strong position in third place. If we continue to kind of win 60% of our games each week, then we're on track to do that. So, amazing start this season. I'm really proud of all the teams that have done so well, and I'm looking forward to the year ahead.
Yeah, it's been an amazing couple of weeks for the University of Nottingham. We've been covering it all in detail, and it's been fantastic to see. So now, obviously, the DRSV is fully up and running, fully functional. How big a boost do you expect that to be then for the teams for this coming year?
I think it's a massive boost. To have that inspirational facility to train in, to have more access to training time and so on, is really, really crucial for our teams. And again, you know, the strength and conditioning facility and the HPZ and all these extra things that give our athletes the edge over other teams, it's really important that we continue to strive for the best in sports. So I think it absolutely gives us the edge, and I'm looking forward to them kind of really pushing forward and getting the results this year.
We'll move on then from talking about sort of how your job's been going overall specifically. Anything else we'll just throw in? I mean, how have things been going for you in the job? Have you settled into it all right?
Yeah, it's been a fantastic job. Absolutely loving it. It's incredibly busy, and I think that it's a really testing but positive role. You know, trying to balance, you know, doing all the sport officer side of things, but also, as you mentioned, playing sport at the same time. But I'm loving it. It's great to be in contact with students, help them resolve any issues, and make sure that they're really represented in any issues we might have.
Moving then on to your sporting accolades as well, because congratulations this year, I think, firstly goes to the fact you're captain of the men's basketball first team. Really well done for that. Someone that's been playing through that team for quite a long time, and you've had such a fantastic start as well this season. Done really, really well. Is this probably the best sports team that you feel you've ever played with for basketball?
I think without a doubt. I'm really, really proud of the guys. We've brought in a new coach this year, Coach MD, who set a fantastic new culture, really kind of started afresh with all the guys, and it's a really cohesive team. We're all working together for each other. And as you mentioned, we're currently 6-0 in National League and in Bucks, so a really, really strong start. And I think that the main thing that sets us apart from previous years is the fact we are so cohesive. We really, really are a team, and we work so hard. I mean, I was mentioning earlier on, you know, we have a player contract where we're not allowed to drink alcohol 24 hours before a game, and guys are really buying into that and following it, and the results are paying off, and it's a fantastic start to the season. I'm so proud of the guys.
I mean, that's amazing to hear that you guys have so overhauled like your culture for it, and you're doing so well as a result of it. You've got 2 wins from your first to your top of your division as well, which is fantastic. Are your aspirations then for the first team to win it, I'm assuming?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've set the bar high at the start of the season, and we want to kind of continue that trend of winning. But we're very, very clear there are some strong teams in our league, and we need to keep working hard. We can't be complacent. Nottingham Trent are very, very strong this year, as they've been the last couple of years. So they're kind of one of our main rivals, but I think as long as we keep putting the work in, we'll be absolutely great.
Yeah, I was going to come on to Trent actually there, so that's led me on very nicely. They're obviously in the division with you. I'm guessing you're looking forward to playing them. They've had an unbeaten start as well to their season, so they're looking pretty strong as well. I mean, obviously I'm assuming you're looking forward to playing them. Do you think that it might give you as a bit of like indications to how Varsity could go this year?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the more practice we have against Trent, the better. We also play them in National League, so we'll have hopefully four games before Varsity against them in total. So that would be a good indication. That being said, you know, no matter what the results, which way they go, every time we play against them, the more we'll learn about them on both sides. So I think that will make Varsity even more competitive now. We know how they play because of this extra kind of competition. And it'll make Varsity even more exciting, even closer. And Trent are a great team this year. They've recruited really well. So I'm excited to see how Varsity goes. I know that we'll make it as big as possible. So it's one to watch this year.
Men's first team won the league with their victory away to Sheffield. Hallam.
League 2 is hard league to get relegated from.
Not individual teams, we are like one club.
It's the first time in their history, I'm told, for the men's hockey first.
The oldest University Hamble club in the country.
If you look at his record in the championship, he is extremely proven.
Hi, this is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports and you're listening to URN Sport.
You are indeed. This is the Thursday Sports Show, and we've had a couple of interesting discussions and interviews that we've had earlier with Lifesaving and also the SU Sports Officer, Adam Pratchett. But now we're going to bring to you to the staple part of our show, and that is our weekly roundup of what's been going on in Bucks.
It was another highly impressive week for the University of Nottingham in the British University and College Sports League, with the Green and Gold achieving an impressive 59% win ratio thanks to 50 victories out of 85 games.
For a second week on the bounce, badminton and netball achieved clean sweeps this week with 5 and 4 victories respectively. Fencing, futsal, ultimate and table tennis also recorded straight wins this week.
In football, basketball, rugby league and rugby union, the Green and Gold were unfortunate to only record a 50% win rate as they faced several rival first teams this week, only to be defeated in most matches in close games.
UniOrth played their cross-city rivals Nottingham Trent 9 times, winning 5 and drawing 1. As for Loughborough, the Green and Gold were only able to pick up a win against them in table tennis.
Overall, the University of Nottingham remain in second place behind Durham with 2,051 points.
That's all for this week. We'll be back next Thursday to keep you informed as to how the University of Nottingham have been getting on.
So yes, that was our weekly roundup as to how the Green and Gold have been getting on in Bucks. And it's been another strong week for them. Obviously, it's not quite of the dizzying heights we've been seeing over the last 2 weeks, but this week was another steady and impressive week for the Green and Gold. As we heard there, a 59% win ratio, 50 wins out of a possible 85, which is relatively impressive. We do retain our second place at the moment. We're not quite hitting those heady heights of first as we have the last few weeks, but potentially now we might have to check how high we thought we were soaring and be a bit more realistic. As we heard from Adam earlier, top three is his ambitions, and perhaps that should be what we are aiming for. But yes, we now sit on 2,501 points at the moment. And we also heard that a couple of our teams have done extremely well. The ones I'm going to throw out there first, guys, of the second week on the bounce, we heard badminton and netball have completed another clean sweep in all their results. 4 wins in the badminton and 5 wins in the netball. So really, really strong output from them at the moment. Pretty heavy dominance, I think it's safe to say. And of course, we have to look at another team that went unbeaten this week, which is, throwing it in there, of course, table tennis.
I was just going to build on what you said there, Jeremy, about the netball and the badminton side. Netball first team, in fact, in their league, Midlands 1A, 4 wins out of a possible 4, a goal difference of 81, 12 points, the maximum points gained so far. And a similar story has to be said as well for the women's badminton first two in their division, where they've picked up a similarly 100% record, 5 wins out of a possible 5 and a 25-point goal difference. I mean, if that's not dominance, I don't know what is. That's absolutely fantastic in terms of hitting the ground running at the start of the season, being, you know, almost emblematic really of how the University of Nottingham have done so far in the Bucks leagues at the start of the season, really, really sort of kicking on from the progress that was made last year, and doing so very well at the sort of elite end, which is really good to see.
Yeah, excellent from netball there. Badminton also continuing their strong showing with really dominant victories. A 7-1 win for the men's against Worcester first, a 6-2 win for the men's seconds against Warwick seconds, 8-0 victory for the women's first against Edinburgh first, and then the women's seconds beating our own third 7-1. So that shows not only that they're winning really strongly, and they're building on these results. consistently winning, being one of our top points earners, you know. And so, you know, we need to take our hat off to netball and badminton there. Also, table tennis, with a brilliant 17-0 victory over Loughborough for the men's firsts. You know, we'll certainly remember that one in this rivalry.
Also with badminton, 2 weeks with complete 100% records across all teams, and only, I think, 12 points dropped by all teams at the start of the season, with 4 weeks gone now in the Bucks season. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think, again, it's been another brilliant week. I mean, as Matt briefly touched on before, badminton, great, great week. The fact is, our only loss was against ourselves in badminton this week. You also have netball really pulling through, and table tennis again. I mean, in an otherwise very tricky week against Loughborough, the men's first team beat the Loughborough first team 17-0 in table tennis, which is an absolute thrashing. So I do think that they are really performing the way they should be, because they are sort of our almost crown jewels in this sporting system. At the same time, I'd also like to draw some attention to some of the not so good news potentially, particularly looking at something like, well, you had a difficult game in the men's golf with the men's first team getting hammered by Loughborough, and just generally across the board, Loughborough seems to be really performing well. Also, just lacrosse is the other one to bring up. Mm-hmm. Other than the women's first team, who did beat the Edinburgh first team 15-10, every other team who played that week lost, some by quite significant margins. I mean, the men's first team lost to the Nottingham Trent first team 11-6. And it's generally not been a good week for lacrosse. But, I mean, overall, a good message to take away.
This is URN Sport.